Very much. And what I'd like to do is go from, as Ron said, from the high-level strategy down to the closer example. And Dougal asked me to talk really about a case study, because in BASS we've actually been tackling that very question that you have in front of your booklet, the tension between resource extraction and environmental protection, even in the British Antarctic Survey. So BASS is, a research centre of NERC, and we follow the NERC strategy. And you can see there those really important words for us: environmental science as a heart of responsible management. And like all research centres, we're looking to diversify and increase our funding. And so one of the things we have looked at is whether BASS should work with industry. And that's a really interesting question for us because, of course, when we work in Antarctica, Antarctica is covered by a very, very strong environmental protection. Antarctica has a treaty, has environmental protection laws, and any nation that works there is not allowed to exploit or extract. And in fact, some of the regulations that Ron has just talked about is actually apply to Antarctica. So we have to do very, very strong environmental impact case studies if we do anything in Antarctica, like build a base or start a new activity. So we can't do much in Antarctica, but of course BASS could go, and we are working both in the Arctic, where there's new challenges, and north of 60 degrees south around the Falkland Islands and South Georgia. And so we've been approached by industry, and we've probably spent a year agonising on how we're going to deal with this. And what we've it's very important to protect our reputation. And what we have really come to the decision is there are no sharp edges in deciding this. It's a fuzzy edge, it's a grey zone, and you almost have to deal with it case by case. But we have worked out that there is, if you like, one statement that we will use to decide whether or not we work there, and that is about environmental stewardship. And so what we're really interested in doing is we can work with industry, we must use science as a focus for understanding the environment, as Ron said, and it helps then industry or whoever we're working with protect the environment and also help avoid costs. So, for example, if we can help avoid pollution around in the South Atlantic, I think that's really important. One of the things that BASS does, for example, resource extraction also means fishing. And so we do a lot of science on krill and the fishing industry, and our scientists understand the fishing industry or the fish stocks around the Southern Ocean from the scientific point of view, and then that contributes to understanding the fishing industry. We provide policy advice, and then that is contributes to CAMLAR about conservation of fishing, and that is used, that policy advice then is used to regulate fishing around the Southern Ocean. So that's quite a really important activity that we do in that region. There's still more work that we need to do on understanding where we can go and working with industry. And I think our next big challenge, which that Ron has mentioned, which I think really deserves some greater debate, is about working in the Arctic. I think there's a massive opportunity for science to inform a lot of industrial activity in the Arctic, and that science should be there right at the beginning before industry is there. And I've been to quite a lot of meetings where it seems like industry is ready to rush in before we understand the science. And so I think that's a big challenge that is worthy of almost a global debate with all the Arctic nations about how we work with industry in the Arctic, because we cannot afford to step back and just let industry go into the Arctic. So my challenge to all of you is to think about that question, because I think that is a really immediate question that we need to answer now. Thank you.